This is Cancer Control Month.
Cancer Control Month. It is the time when the American Cancer Society comes to you with an accounting. For it is your money that is being spent in the fight to control cancer. You are entitled to know where it goes and how it is being used. Without your voluntary contributions, the American Cancer Society cannot act as your shield to blunt the deadly sword of this ravishing killer. Only with your contributions now can it continue to carry the fight against cancer in the future. The American Cancer Society presents now the story of what your money does in the fight against cancer.
It fights cancer in these three ways. First,
research. Hundreds of research projects in our greatest medical, educational, and industrial institutions.
Second,
service. A program designed to provide a source of public information concerning cancer and the facilities available in your community for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of cancer.
And third,
perhaps the most important control of them all, education.
Education. It's a word that always sounds a little heavy, but in this case, it translates itself dramatically. Take the case of Bill Gorin. You've met him before. He's someone you know, or you yourself. Nothing spectacular about Bill. He isn't a celebrity or anything like that. Just a successful young businessman. Works hard, pays his bills, saves a little, concerns himself with the ordinary things we concern ourselves with. Anyway, one day Bill was standing before the mirror when his mother came into the room.
Bill, if you don't hurry, you're going to be late for the office. Oh, and why on earth are you staring in the mirror?
Well, it's that sore on my lip, Mother.
Oh, now don't tell me you're worrying about that again.
Well,
I've been talking about it and staring at it in the mirror every day for the last week, son. And I don't know what you're making such a fuss about.
Well, I'm a little worried about it, that's all.
Oh, good heavens. Why, it's only a little sore. It'll go away.
That's what I thought. But it hasn't gone away. Seems to me that it's getting bigger all the time.
Nonsense. It's just your imagination.
Well, maybe. But on the other hand, it could be...
Could be what?
Cancer.
Cancer? Oh, of all the silly things. Son, what on earth has come over you? Why, it's absurd, ridiculous. It couldn't be cancer. You're like a little child afraid of the dark, looking for the boogeyman under your bed.
All right, I'll admit it. I'm not just worried, Mother. I'm scared. Darn scared.
Oh, now,
dear. And I don't think I'm going to wait around for it to go away.
Well, what are you going to do?
Not after hearing that speaker at the club last week.
What speaker?
He was a field representative of the American Cancer Society.
What did he have to say?
Well, he told us some of the primary symptoms of cancer. And he kept banging away at one thing. He said, if you think you might have cancer, see your doctor and see him early. That was the important thing. See him early. Now, Mother, I'm not taking any chances. I'm not going to wait any longer.
Don't tell me you're going to run right down and see Dr. Hanley.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Bill Gorin, don't be a fool. You're just going to give Dr. Hanley $5 for nothing. Why, if everyone ran to his doctor just because of a little sore on the skin, there wouldn't be time or money for anything else.
Well, maybe, but I'm not taking any chances. I'm going to the doctor's now, this morning.
Bill Gorin was taking no chances. To him, cancer was not something that only happens to the other fella. In the doctor's office...
This sore on my lip, Dr. Hanley, what does it look like?
Can't tell yet, Bill. I'll want to take a biopsy.
Biopsy?
Yes, we'll take a piece of tissue from the affected part and examine it under a microscope.
I see. And after that?
After that, we'll have to hope for the best.
There was the biopsy, and after that, the waiting. The tense and worried waiting. And then finally...
Hello?
Is this Bill Gorin?
Yes.
This is Dr. Hanley.
Oh, doctor,
can
what...
Can you come down to my office, Bill?
What is it, Doctor?
Bill, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's cancer.
So it is cancer?
Well,
What are we going to do?
Do? We're going to treat it, Bill. We're going to perform a little operation.
Then there's a chance?
Sure, there's a very good chance. Better than even. Because what you have, Bill, is a cancer in the early stages. And that's a very large factor in your favor.
And so Bill Gorin had cancer. His mother collapsed when he told her. And Bill, well, he was worried, frightened naturally. Who wouldn't be? But he drew strength from his doctor, Dr. Hanley. He said the cancer was in an early stage. That was the big thing, the important thing. That was in his favor. And then, after about 3 months, the doctor said,
Bill, sit down.
Yes, Dr. Hanley?
Now, 3 months ago, you came in to see me with cancer on the lip.
Yes.
Now, I've got some good news for you. To all practical extents and purposes, you're cured. Of course, we'll want to wait 5 years before we can definitely close your case. Right now, there's nothing to worry about.
Cured? Dr. Hanley, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. You're a very lucky boy, Bill. You came in to see me when your cancer was in the early stages, and that made all the difference in the world. You had waited. You would come in for a diagnosis later when the cancer was in a more advanced stage. The consequences might have been very serious.
Yes, Bill Gorin is a very lucky boy. He had cancer and he lived. Why? Because somewhere he had read or heard that it was important to see the doctor early, to get at the cancer early. At that stage, he had a 75% chance of complete cure. But others like Bill Gorin must be reached, must be educated, must know many elementary things about cancer. This killer has been claiming lives since before the dawn of recorded history. It is as old as man, as old as life itself. There is no person or living thing immune to the ravages of cancer. You would think, then, that in this enlightened era, we would know, we would seek out information about cancer with which to help us protect ourselves against it. You might think we would, yet listen to this.
Dorothy, what in the world's going on out there?
Oh, nothing. I'm just getting some pots out of the cupboard.
Sound as if you're getting them all out and all over the floor.
Sorry if I disturbed you, dear. I didn't think they were going to fall.
Well, here, let me help you pick them up.
Oh, thanks, but that won't be necessary.
Oh, why? You're keeping your cooking utensils on the floor these days?
Well, these I am until tomorrow morning.
Oh, then what?
I'm throwing them out after I get them all together.
Throwing them out? Well, they look perfectly good to me. What's the matter with them?
Well, they're all aluminum. Could you reach that large frying pan up there? I don't use it very often, but it's going to.
All right. Yeah, here. Margie, I don't get this. These pots and pans are in perfect condition. Some of them aren't very new, but there's years of service left in them. You haven't won a new set on a radio quiz program, have you?
Nope, that's not it. And you're probably going to kick like a steer at the expense of replacing these. But I'm doing it for the sake of our health.
What's the matter with our health?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I just want to keep it that way.
Now, look, just what are you talking about?
Well, you know that Helen's husband died of cancer last week.
Well, I know that, yes, but what's it got to do with us?
Well, simply this. Why did Paul get cancer?
Well, I don't know. Why does anyone get cancer?
Well, that's what I wanted to know, so I made it my business to find out. I spoke to Helen about it, and she's convinced Paul's cancer was caused by her cooking in aluminum pots all the time.
Oh, come now. You're not serious about that.
I sure am. I've heard it before, and now I'm convinced it's true.
But, Margie, you're an intelligent woman. I can't believe you'd accept something as foolish as that.
I'm throwing these pots out, and we're getting a complete new set of porcelain ones. We're not going to take any chances on getting cancer.
People don't get cancer from eating food cooked in aluminum utensils. Now, we're not throwing these away. Honestly, I never heard anything as crazy as that.
Yes, Margie is an intelligent woman, yet she honestly believes cancer is caused by eating food prepared in aluminum utensils. This is just one of the many dangerously wrong notions about cancer. Dangerous because they cost human lives. This knowledge is passed along with good intentions but deadly effect. The truth, authentic facts about cancer must be known by everyone. Through the educational programs of the American Cancer Society, they are becoming more widely known. Right now, the money you gave and the money you will give is working for you, for your loved ones, your neighbors, your friends. The American Cancer Society uses these methods to educate the people about cancer, and they're only a few of the sum total.
Through a professional educational program, through the Society's medical and scientific departments, it brings refresher courses for doctors on the latest developments in cancer and new techniques of diagnosis and treatment.
It arranges professional symposiums, seminars, exhibits medical films, slides, distributes literature.
The American Cancer Society reaches the people through thousands upon thousands of publications and pamphlets in five different languages.
It exhibits posters in trolleys, buses, offices, factories. It reaches special groups, professional women, businessmen, industrial workers.
It brings the facts of cancer control to the people over the radio with talks, announcements, dramatic programs.
And through films to movie audiences.
Through speakers addressing clubs, associations, church and community groups.
And by educational exhibits, whenever and wherever possible.
This is where your money goes in cancer control education. To arouse the indifferent, to reassure the frightened, to re-educate the misinformed, to activate the informed, to put the whole nation on the alert against dread cancer. This is how part of the contribution you gave to the American Cancer Society is being used. Combined with its programs of research and service, this is the job the Society is doing for you. But the job is nowhere near done. The battle for cancer control is going on, and it must still go on. This is an expensive battle. It costs money. The American Cancer Society needs your contribution to carry on the fight. It must have it to go on saving lives. For after all, it is supported by your money. Give as much as you can. Give more than you can. This is a fight for life. And it may be your life.
An Accounting was narrated by Roger DeCoven, written by Max Ehrlich, produced and directed by Walter King.